I'm Chris Farrell from the All Things Good and Nerdy podcast, a wacky weekend morning show, part of the Gonna Geek Network, just like the show you're checking out right now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and the opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other awesome geeky shows over at GonnaGeekNetwork.com.
Quote, hugely disappointed to share that despite its enormous success, Disney has refused to allow Audible to produce future seasons of Slayers, a Buffyverse story, unquote. Quote, to my knowledge, they have provided no explanation, unquote. So that was Christopher Golden, who was one of the co-creators of the Audible original series in 2023, Slayers, a Buffyverse story. So it might be evident to people that are familiar with Buffy and the Slayerverse what that would be, but to me, as someone who would count Buffy amongst my favourite pop culture things of all time, I didn't know what I was getting into. And as much as I had high hopes, they were well and truly exceeded by the product. It was really outstanding, and I loved every second of it. So it didn't occur to me for a second that Disney wouldn't back Audible to make another season. It just seemed completely self-evident to me, particularly in a year, 2023, where Disney didn't have a whole lot of hits on their hands, and they had one of the most loved, if not the most loved, audio dramas to come along, well, at least in the time that I've used Audible, and I've been a member since 2011, I think, and I can't remember anything having the hype or the fan reaction that Slayers, a Buffyverse stories did. So before we talk about why Slayers didn't get renewed, I think it's important just to look at the metrics of why an intellectual property would be renewed or wouldn't be renewed normally, and we're going to see if Slayers check those boxes. One, is there an existing fan base? Well, check, it's one of the most loved television properties of all time. Two, was there original cast involved or original creative teams involved? Well, yeah, they had some of the most popular actors from Buffy and also from Angel, which is part of the Buffyverse, come back and play their characters. So James Marsters, Amber Benson, Charisma Carpenter, Emma Caulfield Ford, some of the most loved characters from that whole world came back and played their characters and played them incredibly well. So that's a check. Was there hype? Well, it was massive. It was the front page of Audible and audible.com.au because I flipped between both, because unfortunately half of my catalog's one place and half's another place. I've since merged all that. But they were the front page of both for at least a week and continued to be featured as their big original for the year on Audible. So, and maybe the big one, was it well reviewed and did it live up to the hype? Well, yeah, as I said in the opening, to me it exceeded however good I thought it could be. It was better than that. Anthony Stewart Head was in there. And literally, guys, every time I heard a character, I'm getting emotional here, every time I heard a character speak for the first time, that character came back to life and, well, you could tell from my voice, I had an emotional reaction. It felt like all the emotion I used to have for the show had been brought forward in time. Now, there's not a lot of stuff out there, particularly that Disney has at the moment, that can make people feel that way. I can't name anything else. So that leads you to think they've got the hype, they've got the cast, it lived up to expectation. The optics around it are great because the original cast that's involved are even more excited than maybe anyone thought they'd be. The cast that weren't involved or couldn't come back, they've been really supportive of the product, even if they weren't involved in actually being in the audio. The optics are good. So what is it? Why would Disney make that decision? And to me, the only thing I can think of is ego. Through its own success and the attention that it was drawing, the fact that Disney were associated to the project and a lot of the things that Disney took to market in 2024 kind of stunk. They had one shining light, both artistically and also commercially, for the year. And because they didn't own it outright, and maybe Disney wasn't the figurehead of the whole operation. People saw it as an Audible product first. But even more than that, the continuation of something that clearly in a lot of people's minds is bigger than those brands, which is the Buffyverse, Disney just obviously couldn't handle that. They didn't feel they were getting enough shine, or maybe, as I said, it was too much shine and it was drawing too much attention to the fact that, hey, this IP that you own, if you release a bit of power and let someone else use it and take it to the market without too much of your creative involvement, it's better. It hits people more. It makes a 40-year-old guy almost tear up talking about how much he loved it. It can only be ego, guys. And that's what's so frustrating. And that's what came through in this tweet from Christopher Golden, who once again is one of the co-creators of Slayer's A Buffyverse Story. They had no explanation. So if it was a lack of sales, a lack of original cast involvement, too much negativity from other cast members that either weren't involved or said no because they didn't like the idea of the whole world being reborn, it wasn't any of that. It was a victim of its own success, and some powerful people at Disney are hurt and continue to be hurt about their own Disney-branded products flopping when Slayer's A Buffyverse Story did not. Righto, guys. I don't know what the point of today was, but I really felt like I needed to get that off my chest. Let me know if you've listened to Slayer's A Buffyverse Story. I'd love to talk about it with you. I'm actually planning on re-listening to it sometime in the next few months, so maybe we could even do that together. We could have a global listening party, and then we can start tweeting people from Disney if we can find out who they are, and just letting them know, maybe you should get in the ocean. Righto, guys. Cheers. Bye-bye.